everyone. Thanks for joining me. It's really good to be with you in this way. What you're about to see is a weekly online ministry called Catechism. Catechism means simply instruction. And what this is basic Bible instruction in question and answer format. You can use it personally. You can use it for your home or family. You can use it for a small group setting. It's meant as a practical, easily accessible tool for discipleship, living life as a follower of Jesus. And so I pray God would use it as a blessing upon you. These post every Sunday on our webpage and on our Facebook page. Follow the link in the description for an online version of the Catechism, for a PDF download of the Catechism, or to request a free hard copy book of the Catechism. Message me if you need to. Enjoy this study. I hope to see you next week. May God bless you and keep you. Okay, well, here we are. It is the first Lord's Day of 2021. Thank you for joining me. Today we have questions 1 and 2 of our catechism. Since this is our first week, I want to do a few extra things. First, take you to our website and show you where you can access this resource to use as we go through these videos. These videos are meant to be a springboard for you, for your discipleship, your personal study, or leading your family in devotions and study or small group setting. So I want to show you where you can access the resource and have it for yourself. And also, I'll spend a little bit more time when we look at the questions for today on how to use the cross-references and how you can actually use the catechism for your own study. And so these videos will be short. I purpose for them to be 5 minutes or less. This first one may go a little bit longer for doing these extra things. But I want to show you how to use the cross-references so that you can use them for your extended study. These will not be full-fledged Bible studies or discussions. They are devotions based on the questions, but meant to be a springboard for you. Okay, and so first, let's see where we can find the resource. This is our webpage, and there are 3 different ways you can access the catechism on here. This is the homepage. You can scroll all the way down to where it says New Online Discipleship Tools and click on the Check It Out button, and it takes you to this page. Structure Life and Devotion to Christ, Discipleship 2021. Let's go back to the homepage. There's two other ways you could access the same exact page. So just showing you the different ways. Go to the drop-down menu. It is under the Connect drop-down. You could go to 2021 Devotional Calendar, all right, or the Members drop-down, 2021 Devotional Calendar. So let's go there. It takes you to the same page, Structure Life and Devotion to Christ, Discipleship 2021. There's 3 different tools on here. There's a devotional calendar. We'll talk about that at a different place. You could explore that on your own. It has daily Bible readings, schedule for the catechism, and a schedule for this other ministry down here, Confession of Faith. But right now, we're on catechism. So here you go. And there's 3 different ways you can access this resource. First of all, if you scroll down a little bit to this button right here, you can download a PDF. Or you could click right here and request a free book of the catechism. It's a nice book. It looks just like this, okay? And so then the other option, which I'll use on the videos, is click on this picture of the front of the book, and it takes you to an online version. It is an online flip book, and you can see that this catechism is a revised edition of a traditional Baptist catechism by Hercules Collins, originally published in 1680, called An Orthodox Catechism. I'm calling it My Only Comfort in Life and Death. That comes from the first question, which we'll see in just a few moments. But I did not write this. I'm simply using this as a ministry tool, as a discipleship tool. And so we'll get on with it and go to Lesson 1. Topic is comfort, and here are the questions for today, Lord's Day number 1. Let me zoom in on this. What I'll do is read and talk about two ways you can use this as a discipleship tool for yourself or with your family, leading your family in devotions or in a small group setting. Okay, so question one, what is your only comfort in life and death? That's a little bit bigger. I think that's better. What is your only comfort in life and death? My only comfort in life and death is that I am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and in death to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with his precious blood and has set me free from the tyranny of the devil. He also watches over me in such a way that not a hair can fall from my head without the will of my Father in heaven. In fact, all things must work together for my salvation. Because I belong to him, Christ, by his Holy Spirit, assures me of eternal life and makes me wholeheartedly willing and ready from now on to live for him. Our only comfort in life and death. Summary, Jesus Christ. And there's some different specifics. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Let's read the second question for today. What must you know to live and die in the joy of this comfort? Three things we must know. Three things. First, how great my sin and misery are. Second, how I am set free from all my sins and misery. Third, how I am to thank God for such deliverance. Now that right there structures the entire catechism, the three main sections. First, on our sin and misery, we must know that we are sinners in need of a Savior, in need of forgiveness, in need of reconciliation to God. Second, we must know how to be set free from all of our sins and misery. We must know how we can be saved, how our sins can be forgiven, how we can be reconciled to God, Jesus Christ, our only comfort in life and death. Third, how we are to thank God for such deliverance. And that section focuses on Christian living and a proper response. One more thing down here that I added to the catechism. Each week is a memory verse. Commit to heart, Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And so you can aim to memorize that, commit it to heart. You can do it together with your family or together with a group of friends. And then when you come back to things next week for the next lesson, you can review the memory verse before going on. Okay, let me wrap this up quickly. I told you this would be a little bit longer because we're doing those extra things. It's up around 7 minutes. But quickly here, showing you how you can use this as a springboard for your study or for leading your family or group in devotions. You see, after the answer to the questions are cross references. These are proof texts. These are meant for you to go to and open the Bible and read them and talk about them, ask questions of the text, teach, and you'll see they're lettered A, B, C, D, and so on. They correspond to the different phrases and clauses and parts of the questions. And so one way you can use this for devotions and discipleship is each person who's with you or just you yourself, if you're by yourself, circle the phrases, circle the clauses that stand out to you that you want to look deeper into. And then you can go to the cross references after that and study and just look more closely at that topic, staying on point, staying on the point of the question of the week. What is our only comfort in life and death? Jesus Christ. We're meant to see Christ and find rest in him. And what must we know to live in the enjoyment and the experience of this comfort? We must know that we're sinners. We must know how to be saved in Christ. And once saved, how we are to live that out, how we are to thank God for such a great deliverance. All right, so as we go on, we will talk more and more about how you can use this, but I want this to be simple. Honestly, I want this to be simple, something that you can use. I want this to be a springboard. Obviously, I want it to be a springboard. I haven't been counting, but I know I've used that word a bunch of times on this short video. You know, highlight the words and phrases that you want to look more deeply into. Go to the cross references, study the scripture, and spend time in prayer together with the people you are with. Well, I'm going to wrap this up. I hope that you'll track with these videos through the year, and hope to see you next week. God bless you.